This is Speak Lord episode 99. I'm Ryan Rogers, and I do this podcast because I love to hear God speak through the words of the Bible, and I want to share that with you. Have you ever thought that we can experience the grace and hope of God in hair growing back? Some of us men might be looking at our thinning hair and thinking, this is exactly the message I need. Or maybe some of you women got a haircut and it didn't turn out the way you wanted. Does it ever turn out the way we want? And you can see some grace and hope in the thought of hair growing back. I'm not thinking about balding or haircuts. I'm thinking about Samson, the strong man. I find his story irritating. He had incredible strength, but he wasted a whole bunch of it because he had some incredible weaknesses. Just think about some of the things he did in his strength. His story is found in Judges chapter 13 through 16. In chapter 14, verse 6, it says, "Then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and although he had nothing in his hand, he tore the lion in pieces as one tears a young goat. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done." I never told my parents when I did stuff like that either. Samson had superhuman strength. There's another time when he throws a feast and invites people, and then he tells a riddle and he offers a prize to anyone who can solve the riddle. The prize is 30 sets of clothes. Well, they pressure his wife into telling them the answer to the riddle. Well, Samson got angry, and if any of us would have gotten angry at that situation, we might stomp around and pout and be upset. But Samson had the Spirit of the Lord rush upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and struck down 30 men in the town and got their clothes and gave his reward. He got really upset this other time when his father-in-law gave away his wife. Chapter 16, verse 3. Samson went to look for his wife, and his father-in-law said, "I really thought that you utterly hated her, so I gave her to your companions. Is not her younger sister more beautiful than she?" We would get upset about that too, but Samson has all this strength to carry out his anger, and he went and caught 300 foxes and tied their tails together and put torches between their tails and sent them into the fields of the Philistines and set them on fire. Later he was bound, and it said the Spirit of the Lord again rushed upon him, and he broke the ropes that were on his arms. And then he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, and he took it and struck down 1,000 men. And there was this other time when he carried the city gates on his shoulder. Samson had incredible God-given strength. And that's what's so frustrating, is that he also had these weaknesses, and they compromised the good he could do with all his strength. One of his weaknesses was women, and another one was making just really terrible decisions. Samson found his first wife among the Philistines. Chapter 14, verse 3, he said to his father, "Get her for me, for she looks right in my eyes." And anything right about this relationship stopped there. His parents urged him not to find a woman among the enemies of their people. This first wife was not Delilah. She comes later. And she may have been a nice woman, but she did betray him, although it wasn't entirely by her choice. In chapter 14, verse 15, it says, "On the fourth day of the feast, they said to Samson's wife, 'Entice your husband to tell us what the riddle is, lest we burn you and your father's house with fire.'" That wasn't very nice, but it shows one of these struggles that have to do with Samson's weakness for women. And then he finds Delilah. Delilah is a prostitute. So right from the very beginning, there are signs that this relationship might not be going in a good direction. The Philistines come to her and offer her money to seduce her husband to find out the secret of his strength. And Delilah doesn't even hide her intentions. Chapter 16, verse 6. She comes to Samson and says, "Please tell me where your great strength lies, and how you might be bound, that one could subdue you." She tells him exactly why she wants to know the secret, so that somebody could subdue him. Well, he tells her, but he tells her a lie. And then we see this pattern. She betrays him and she calls the people in, they attack, but Samson still has his strength and he defends himself. This happens 3 times. And then Delilah comes to Samson with a pathetic argument. Chapter 16, verse 15. How can you say, I love you, when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times, and you have not told me where your great strength lies. She has betrayed him these 3 times, and she's worried about him mocking her by not telling the truth. And she pressed him hard with her words, and this happened day after day until Samson gave in, and he told her the secret of his strength. Why would Samson do this? He knew exactly what she would do with that information. He told her that his head had never been shaved, and that if they cut his hair off, he would be weak like any other man. Maybe he felt invincible. Maybe he didn't really believe that God would remove his strength. Or maybe he thought that he had that strength in himself, apart from God. But for whatever reason, Samson made a terrible decision, and he told his secret to someone he knew would betray him. And that's what happens. Starting in verse 20, Delilah says, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he woke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. And the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze shackles. And he ground at the mill in the prison. I really don't like that. I don't like how that story goes. Why would Samson compromise these great gifts God gave him? But that's his story. And that's our story. We have all been gifted by God. We have been given abilities to do really important things. And we so easily throw them away. And we are guilty, like Samson, of compromising the gifts God has given us. But remember, this is a story about hope and grace. And here it is in verse 22. But the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Do you hear the hope in those words? Here he is, a blind prisoner. He's messed things up really bad. He's fallen short of the calling of God on his life. And quietly and subtly, he's experiencing the grace of God. While we sit in the consequences of our poor choices, God is giving grace to restore us. The very moment the hair of his head was cut, it began to grow again. Not everything was fixed. He still went into captivity. He still lost his strength. He still became a prisoner. He didn't grow back eyes. There were consequences to his poor choices. But even there was grace and hope. As his hair grew, it was literally God's grace and hope growing in his life. How is God speaking to you in this story? How is he working right now in your life to restore the things that your poor choices have wasted? Can you have hope today in the quiet, constant grace of God? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. You can find more of Speak, Lord by searching for Palmer SDA Church wherever you get podcasts, and at PastorRyanRogers.com.